Good morning and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, glad you could join me on this beautiful Wednesday morning. Sunshine this morning, however, some clouds, slight chance of rain this afternoon, high near 83. And then for tonight, cloudy skies, chance of showers, low near 59. Our special guest today is Judy Dolison. She is the president, Central Ohio Better Business Bureau. Oh, and oh, by the way, don't forget, at some point this morning, we're going to give away a family four-pack of tickets to this year's Backwoods Fest. It is returning to Thornville September 19th through the 21st. Now you all know about the Backwoods Fest. Arts, crafts, food, over 300 vendors, of course, 3 days of live bluegrass music. So we'll be giving those tickets away later this morning. You're going to listen for the cue to call. We're going to be looking for caller number 7. We'll do that before we take a break in today's show. Again, a four-pack of tickets to this year's Backwoods Fest. As I mentioned earlier, our guest today is Judy Dolison, President, Central Ohio Better Business Bureau. And Judy, plenty of scams are out there, but one that's really making a lot of news lately is when it comes to cybersecurity, especially cryptocurrency. Maybe talk a little bit about how big a problem this is becoming.
It has, and you know, anything new is such a target for scammers because they're taking advantage of people. You know, it's in the news, but they don't know a lot about it yet, and they're trying to get experience with it. So they're really taking advantage of that learning curve that a lot of people have with cryptocurrency. Investment scams have been around forever, and it's kind of a new version of the investment scam, right? So instead of, you know, trying to get you to invest in whatever, they're trying to get you to invest in cryptocurrency or use cryptocurrency or even use cryptocurrency as the payment method for another type of scam. Mm-hmm. So lots of ways that they're, you know, just taking advantage of this new topic.
And it's not just, and again, when we think scams, a lot of times we think about the elderly. I understand that's kind of where folks' minds go. But it's the young people, because they're the ones who are involved in this stuff more so than the older folks, correct?
Yes. Scams can target literally any age group, any demographic. And, you know, it doesn't matter what. It's really prevalent everywhere. But we see that the 18 to 25-year-olds are actually the second highest category next to the 65-plus of those being targeted with scams. Now, we see a lot of that with online purchase scams. They're on the computer. They're, you know, comfortable with the computer. They're on social media. So they have a lot of exposure. But yes, we see cryptocurrency. We see rental scams. We see employment scams is huge among that age group because they're young and they're, you know, starting their careers, right? So scammers are so good. We say this all the time. They're so good at targeting, you know, that particular that time in your life or, you know, opportunity that is targeting that specific demographic. They really know how to make it so that it seems like it's the right thing for you at that right time.
And here's the other thing before we get into, you know, we're talking about obviously the sports season. You got Ohio State and all NFL football. The sports gambling as well. I know, again, you guys sent out a press release not too long ago on watch what's happening here. And, you know, take the gambling part out of it, which can be very disruptive for a lot of folks. But the scams involved here are just as bad.
They are. They just, again, find a way to take advantage. So they know people are out there. They know there's maybe not as much experience with that. And so they're finding a way to get you online, take you to fake websites, take you to scammers that are just looking to either get your money or even worse, get more information about you that they can use in bigger forms of identity theft.
And it's the numbers are unbelievable. I just shudder to think if you were to look and just put out a report, it could be mammoth, the amount of people that are scammed and the amount of money they've lost.
It's amazing how much, you know, we talk about, every year we talk about how there's exposure to scams, there's the risk of falling for the scam if you're exposed, and then there's also the money lost. And so when we talk about riskiness of scams, it's really those three factors. So likelihood of being exposed, likelihood of losing money if you're exposed, and then the amount of money you can lose. So with some online purchase scams, you know, you may lose $20 because you bought something that you don't receive when you buy it online. But with some of these scams, cryptocurrency, sports betting, they can be hundreds and thousands and tens of thousands of dollars. So it really does take a toll. All scams are, you know, devastating, but some can be really life-changing.
Oh, no doubt about it. All right, staying on that sports theme, streaming.
Yes.
Now look, Judy, we cut the cable a long time ago. My boys were like, Dad, get out of that. Let's just do all the streaming. And to be honest with you, I just let them do it. I'm like, all right, tell me what I need to do. How do I do it? Thank God I got an IT kid who helps me with that.
Right.
But talk a little bit about this, because you're getting bombarded with TV ads and phone calls and this package and that package. You got to be careful.
Yeah, well, when we talk about sports streaming, you know, it really is something that started during COVID, right? And even for high school level, like, you know, the stadiums weren't open or not as many people were allowed in there. And so a lot of streaming sites popped up even for high school sports. And it just became popular, and it's still being used today, even though, you know, that's changed. But it's what it is another version of an online purchase scam, right? So you go typically off of a social media site, you see this game being promoted, you click on the link, you go to a fake website, and you put in your credit card information, or, you know, even worse, sometimes they ask for random information like social security numbers, like, which is a great red flag, right? But so you put the money in, and, you know, you go to watch the game, and it's not there.
That's right. I mean, a lot of folks, we always tell, and law enforcement, the last thing I always end with is, do not give out personal information.
Right.
That should be a red flag, shouldn't it?
It is, really. And we're asked for information in our lives, in our daily lives, in all kinds of ways. And you should always give the bare minimum that you have to give for anything, really. Your data is currency for you. You should protect that at all costs. But especially when you're doing an unsolicited, an ad off of social media, or something that comes to you through email, that is all ways that we are phished every day by scammers. So really, anything that is asking for personal information beyond what feels like they would need for that purchase is suspect, and big red flags. You really should think about it.
And Judy, it's the old saying, if it's too good to be true,
it likely is.
Yes,
it is an old saying, but it is still true today.
So what does the BBB say to folks, and if they're saying, hey, you know what, I do want to get into this streaming, what should somebody do? What is the avenue?
Yeah, so find the legitimate streaming site. And, you know, like if it's a high school sport, call the school. They're going to promote it. And if you don't research the site, if you can't get a hold of the school, you know, research the site. Find out how long has the site been around. What we saw a lot in a few years ago was sites were popping up, being in place for 2 or 3 weeks and then going away, right? There was no track record, no history of that platform. So that very suspect, again, if it is just there for a few weeks, it's likely not a legitimate site. So you can do some basic research. You could always, you know, make phone calls to find out what the school is saying, and you do those basic online research where you're looking at the HTTPS.
Yep. And remind folks what that is and where you should find that.
The S stands for secure. Mm-hmm. So in that URL, it should always, anything that you're putting information in, credit card information, anything, if it doesn't have that S, it's not a secured site, and you never should put your credit card in that platform. So if it's doesn't always mean that it's not a scammer site with the S, but definitely if there's
I'll take my chances.
do not do it without the S.
No doubt about it. All right, staying on that sports theme, and we've talked about this before, but the ticket scams.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I mean, I'm watching what's happening with the Ohio State-Texas game with the prices of those tickets. But it's every game, and especially here in Buckeye Nation, man, people want tickets.
Right.
You better be careful.
Yeah, and we see it. We see it with, you know, Ohio State. We see it with concerts that come to town. Even over the summer, we saw it with festivals, right? Anything that you're buying a ticket for, you're buying online, you know, the hard tickets are gone, right? Everything's digital, which just allows us to see more scams because it's so easy to change what a ticket looks like and post it as a legitimate new tickets. So really, they're just it's always best to buy from the source, if at all possible. So if you're buying, you know, from the Ohio State Athletics Department, that's the best way to go. Of course, that's not always possible. There's always the brokers and the resellers. So, but do your research on who you're buying from. There are legitimate brokers and resellers out there. BBB.org is a great place to go to look for that, as is the National Association of Ticket Brokers. They have, they give a 200% guarantee on the purchase price of any ticket that's bought from one of their members. A great source to look at. And if you do have a problem with someone you've bought that's a member, you know you have a recourse for that. So, and you know, if there's anything funny about the ticket, we always say, you know, if the price is too good, right? It's a big gain. It shouldn't be a discounted price.
I only paid $25.
Right. It's a great deal. Can you imagine? I know. But if, you know, the information on the ticket, we've seen in the past where the venue doesn't match the date, or the name of the game that's being played is not the same date as what it really is. So look at those details. And sometimes there's no details, like there's no seat or row number. That's obviously not a legitimate ticket. So you really want to do all those things just to do due diligence on the ticket itself. And again, pay with a credit card if at all possible, because...
Explain that, because my son is big on that. He's like, Dad, if you buy anything... put it on a credit card.
Yeah. So, you know, debit cards, wire transfers, gift cards, all those things, even peer-to-peer, are almost the same as cash, instantly out of your account, and you just don't have any recourse. It's hard. If it's going to a scammer, it's very, very unlikely that you could ever stop it or get it back. If it goes through a credit card, the financial institution that backs that credit card has time built into it that they can maybe, if you find out soon enough, can stop it from occurring, can stop the transaction, or will provide some protection and refund you if it is a scam, or if you just don't get the item that you've purchased.
And again, I know because it's happened to us. Be quick on those phone calls, too.
Be quick on the phone calls. Yeah. Absolutely. And that's a scam we're seeing with the tariffs recently. With all the talks of the tariffs. So that's all, you know, on our minds. And scammers are claiming that you've purchased something. It's kind of the tail end of an online purchase scam. So you've made a purchase. It's not a legitimate website. You've purchased through a scammer, and then they start calling you and saying there's a delay because of the tariff situation, and you'll either need to pay extra to get your merchandise through the through tariffs, or you will just get it a couple weeks later. And with that, they're playing that game to get you to not report that your item didn't come, that the financial institution's not going to stop the transaction. So they want that money to go through. And so they're using tariffs as the excuse. So it's really just kind of doubling down on an online purchase scam and either getting more money out of you or at least protecting the purchase in the first place.
I tell you, they're one step ahead, aren't they?
They are.
I mean, these folks, you feel bad for law enforcement. We're going to get into law enforcement scams too, but it's hard to stay up on all this stuff. That's what makes the BBB such a great resource.
We love talking to media all the time. We go to community groups, and we just want to talk about this as much as possible, because the best defense is education. So we really appreciate opportunities like this, because they are constantly evolving. Scammers are great at what they do. It's a business for them, and they get very good at it. So, you know, really the opportunity to talk about it and just give people, you know, that warning is so important. The education is vital.
We'll have more with Judy coming up in the second half of today's show, but right now we're going to make somebody very happy. We're going to give away a family four-pack of tickets to the Backwoods Fest, which is returning to Thornville September 19th through the 21st. The Backwoods Fest features arts, crafts, and food, and of course over 300 vendors with 3 days of live bluegrass music taking place September 19th through the 21st down in Thornville, and we want to give away a family four-pack of tickets, so be my seventh caller at 740-522-8395, and I'll give you 4 tickets down to the Backwoods Fest. Again, seventh caller, 740-522-8395, a chance to win tickets to the Backwoods Fest. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Law enforcement. And
yes.
Boy, I can't tell you how many times I have a friend who sits on the and is with the sheriff's office, and he'll say to me, he goes, could you just please get this out again? He goes, I know we keep sending these to you and the different scams, but
yeah.
That's how bad it is, because no matter how much you can educate, how much right. We can get the word out, unfortunately, somebody is getting scammed, and a lot of money is involved, especially with these, because you start playing on emotions with family members
right.
with a lot of this.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So we were involved in one recently where the victim was called BBB. They kind of sensed the scam was happening, and we were actually present for the phone call with the scammer and heard the actual scam message going on, you know, scammer talking to the supposed victim. So in this case, the person who was being targeted, her daughter was arrested, a true arrest, but the scammer had found out about the arrest and who the mother was and called and said, we're going to work on an early release, but we need money and you have to do it now. Go buy gift cards. I'll stay on the phone with you while you go buy the gift cards. Pressuring all the time to do it. They pretended that they were from the sheriff's office, from the courts, and that they were helping her with this early release. And we see it, you know, we see it with jury duty. You were late to a jury summons, and now you're going to have a warrant out for your arrest if you don't pay this fine. Lots of ways that they're impersonating the courts, the police, just to try to get you, very much a sense of urgency. They're really trying to get you to panic. You know, if I don't do this, fines, arrest, you know, really significant consequences for not following what they say. And they get people to fall for it.
I'm assuming the person that came to you was probably very happy that they did.
Absolutely. Yeah. They were. Yeah. We were able to help them realize what was going on. I mean, they suspected and,
right.
It was really a good way to prevent that from occurring. And unfortunately, you know, sometimes we hear it after the fact.
Right.
And so anytime we tell this to people all the time, we are there to help support, you know, the community. And we want people to call. If you just suspect it, even if you don't know for sure, call BBB, 614-486-6336. We're there to help walk you through it, to talk you through it. And another good tool to use is the BBB Scam Tracker.
Yep.
It is a self-reported platform where you can report scams, but you can also use it to research scams. If you are being targeted with something, you think, well, that doesn't sound right, let me just look and see if other people have reported that. If you see it reported, then likely it's a scam for you as well.
And then that's a national database? So if
it
somebody,
is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's national, but at the same time, you can narrow it down to just your zip code. So it is. You can search it whichever way you want to see how, if you are searching it for your mother in another state, you can do that.
Okay, I never thought I'd be saying these words on the air, but tell me about a Labubu collection scam,
right.
Collectible scam. Because
so,
I told you, I was like, is this true? Is this a typo? I had no idea.
Yeah. So Labubu is a collectible toy. I mean, kids are using it as toys, but, older teenagers, young adults are kind of into it as a collectible item, wearing it on their purses and backpacks. And it's just the hot topic right now. And so we see this with, during holidays, we see it with, hot items, hot toys, but this collectible item is a big target for scammers. So in this case, we see a lot of counterfeits. So what happens is you see an ad on social media, you click on the link, you go to a fake website, and you put in your credit card or even worse, some other form of payment, and you either do not get the item or you receive a counterfeit item that's obviously poor quality, maybe completely, you know, sometimes with counterfeits, they can have even be, have safety hazards. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't, they haven't gone through any kind of a monitoring or quality control process. So, so either way, you get what is being referred to as a LaFoufou, which is a
See,
fake.
I never thought somebody would say LaFoufou
right,
on
air,
either.
Right? The fake version of the LaBooBoo.
Yep, it's hard to buy because I said to you when you were talking about, like, was this like a Beanie Baby thing? And it's
it is.
You showed me a picture of it, and we all know back in the day how big the Beanie Babies became, and everybody had to have one. So now you got to look out for LaBooBoo.
So
there you go. we're not joking.
No,
Judy showed me a picture of it.
You can Google it, right? It's there.
So, never thought I'd be talking about that. We come into National Weather Preparedness Month in September, and a lot of folks be like, "Well, you know what? To worry about that. What's the BBB going to help me with that?" That's common sense stuff. But again, you're there to help.
We are. And, you know, a lot of what we talk about, you know, weather, it's that time of year where, you know, it's changing and it can lead to storms. You never know what might happen. We had a tree fall on our garage, you know, last year. So things happen. And it's good to just know some general ways to approach when something does happen on your property. You know, we see a lot with scammers that go door to door. If they'll target a neighborhood or a community that's had, you know, hail damage or wind damage. And sometimes they're legitimate and sometimes they're not. So you want to do the vetting of anybody that comes to your door. We've seen instances where, you know, they have a storm has come through and they say, you know, I'll get up on your roof and check because you're not able to get up there. Maybe you're an older individual, and they say, yes, there's damage, when there's not, or they create the damage while they're up there. So you never want to just take someone's word for it, right? If a car shows up on your property and says they're a contractor, but there's no identification on their van, you know, that's always suspect. A lot of times the door-to-door are from out of state even, because they go around targeting areas that have been hit by damage. So, so the door-to-door is always something, again, not always the case, but something you want to definitely vet before you make any kind of agreement. But, you know, just in general, when you're thinking about how you would approach if something happens to your property, you always want to vet your contractors, right? So it's good to maybe have some predetermined, you know, recourse that you're going to take if anything happens, know some good vendors out there. But you always want to make sure that you document the damage, report it to your insurance company, and then start talking to contractors. And you want to vet those with BBB, a great source for vetting contractors. Get three estimates. Get everything in writing. Don't take the word. You want all that documented. If in the contract, if there's anything that's vague or even you just don't understand what they mean by it, you know, don't sign it. Make sure you understand and agree to those terms. Make sure the payment is outlined when that payment's expected. You don't want to pay in full. You don't want to pay in cash. Make sure your payment goes along the way with work that's as it's completed, with that final payment not until after the final work is done and you've inspected it and it meets your approval. So just good tips to know. There's a lot of information on BBB.org about, you know, how to hire a contractor and what to do when you have something, you know, happen to your property. So always a great place to start is on BBB.org.
And then finally, because you just mentioned, you know, contractors and that, and I know it seems like in the spring and the fall, the big thing that a lot of people will be worried about is asphalt, and having people come out and do their driveways, and hey, you need to seal this. This is another big issue. Folks have to be alert and kind of watch what you're doing, because we hear these stories every year.
We do, absolutely. You see the signs along the road, you know, the little self-made signs. And again, there's some great ones out there. You just have to do the research and vet the organization, look on BBB. We even say, you know, Google something and type scam after, to Google the business name, type scam after, and see what other results you get in addition to BBB. So just do your research. Never feel pressure. A lot of times you see, you know, they'll say, I'm in the area. It can be good pressure or bad pressure. They'll say, I'm in the area. I'm doing your neighbor. I will, you know, give you a great deal, but you have to sign right this minute. Yep. That's the good pressure. That's the carrot. Then you see the stick, like, oh, you know, you've got a hole in your roof, and if we don't repair it right now, it's going to, you know, create further damage, and then you're really going to be sorry. So either way, that pressure to react is always a red flag and should cause you to stop and think.
A lot of information. Again, if folks need help, want that, what's the phone number? What's the website they can go to?
Yeah, bbb.org is bbb.org. A wealth of information, a directory with tens of thousands of contractors in the Central Ohio area that you can look up and do research about. And also, we are available. We have a great customer service staff at 614-486-6336.
Judy, as always, it's a pleasure having you in. One of these days, you're going to come in, you're going to just say to me, Dave, I got no scams to talk about.
I would love that.
Just not have to worry about it. I think we're all adults. We all understand.
Yes.
But people need to be aware, and they need to especially look out for the elderly. I mean, I mention this all the time. And if you have an old elderly neighbor, like I know when we did, when they were doing asphalt in our drive, I sent the gentleman over, and I said, go talk to her. And then she came to me, and I said, nope, I sent him over to talk to you because I knew you were going to be looking too, because we usually did it about the same time.
Yes.
And I just wanted to make sure that she knew there was somebody reputable, because if not, they're going to get hurt.
Yes.
And it's so hard to unravel all that. You know better than I do.
Absolutely. So I think that, you know, we want to look out for each other and always contact BBB if we can help.